free, free, free. You might think, what is this free? Can you get free energy for lifetime? Hi, I am Madhu Padanipadam, a renewable energy expert. Why do you require energy at all? Or what is the energy has to do with your quality of life? So what is quality of life? Quality of life is the standard of health, comfort and happiness experienced by an individual or a group. Quality of life depends on many factors like education, health, shelter and clean environment. If you look at the developed world, there are a number of factors that contribute to the quality of life. Among these factors, the most important is energy. So, what is this energy? Just think of a time when you were hungry. Can you focus on your work? Or you are disturbed and cannot complete the work? Do you know why you could not focus or complete the work? It's because you need energy. The body gets its energy from the food you eat. In other words, energy is the ability to do work. Energy is the ability to do work. If you want to work, you need energy. Energy comes in different forms: heat energy, light energy, potential energy, kinetic energy, electrical energy, and many other forms of energy. We cannot live without energy. We have found many ways to use energy in order to improve our standard of living. We use energy for agriculture, that is for pumping water, for plowing the field, harvesting the crop. We use energy for transportation, running your car, flying a jet, petrol for your scooter. We use energy for construction. We use it to construct buildings, flats, houses, roads, bridges, etc. We use it for information technology, to power the mobile phones, laptops, computers, servers, communication towers, etc. We use it for human communication also, that is telephone, internet, and much more. For example, if you are going to the market on your foot or by a car, which of the two means of transportation would you think is more comfortable and less time consuming? Of course, traveling by car, isn't it? You can easily cover large distance at a shorter period of time. And you are also more comfortable if you travel by car. This is an example of mechanical energy. The chemical energy in the petrol is converted into mechanical energy to drive your car, making the travel more efficient and comfortable. Now let us examine how the quality of life is improved by using energy. In some rural areas, there is no supply of electricity. That is why we need to use hand-operated fans or polluting kerosene oil lamps, which are commonly used in remote villages where there is no electricity. On the other hand, in the urban areas, people have the facility to use fan, air conditioner, electric lights in their homes because of the availability of electrical energy. Energy is used in both cases, but the use of electrical energy makes a huge difference in the lives of people because it is more efficient and comfortable. Energy has greatly improved the quality of human life by ensuring comfort and efficiency. So to summarize, quality of life is a standard of health, comfort and happiness experienced by an individual or a group. Energy is the ability to do work. Without energy, you can't do any work. The use of energy is important to human society for handling problems in the environment. The quality of life of urban population is better than rural population because of the facility of having electrical energy and put it into greater use. And if you are able to get this energy for free, wouldn't it be fantastic? So tune into my next podcast to know more about how to get this energy for free. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast.